Hello, everyone. My name is Indigo Blue, and my kindergarten class is magical. My teacher, Mrs. Jefferson, said that if everyone played nicely during outdoor time today, we would get to drink the magical juice. Whenever we drink the magical juice, we would have magical powers that lasted for an entire minute. There was always one problem, though. George, every time we went outside to explore the playground equipment, he would always engage everyone in an Ultraman fighting game. This would involve reenacting this alien-like superhuman to fight those who broke universal law, kicking people in the legs, and sometimes even punching them in the chest were just some of the tactics he used to protect his planet. But today, I was not going to let George ruin my chances of getting the magical juice. And my plan was this. I would follow George around like a little detective. Anytime I heard him talking about Ultraman, I would simply walk up to him and say, I am from the land of light and I am here to help you save the planet. We can protect Earth without using physical force. Was this going to work? I didn't know if it would work, but I would have to give it a chance.
Okay, children, everyone up against the wall, said Mrs. Jefferson. Are we allowed to push?
No.
Are we allowed to fight?
No.
Are we allowed to touch each other's bum-bums?
I love when Mrs. Jefferson said bum-bum. It always made me laugh.
Okay, kinder class on three.
One, two, three, kinder class!
And we were off! I planned to watch George's every move. The first thing I noticed was him running over to the boys while whispering something secretly. What was he saying? Was he planning to attack? Within a matter of seconds, George scurried off to the slide while standing in corner, twisting and turning his body and throwing his legs into the air. I still figured I had nothing to worry about, but I never took my eyes off of George while noticing him hop on the swings and then move over to the monkey bars. In my heart, I believe George wanted to ruin everyone's chances of drinking the magical juice on purpose. He never wanted to see anyone happy. One time, we couldn't go outside because he took forever to put on his outside shoes. Everyone stood in line waiting impatiently until finally Mrs. Jefferson made everyone put back on their inside shoes and go sit on the carpet. But today was a new day. I was thinking of what superpower I would choose while drinking the juice. Maybe I would move things with my mind or fly across the room. Oh, a butterfly. Wow, it landed right next to my foot. I want to pick it up. Oh no, it flew away, but I have to catch it. Its wings have so many colors. One, two, three, four. Just then I heard screaming from the other side of the playground. Oh! Shouted Raphael. George, it me!
That's it, said Mrs. Jefferson. Kinder class, let's go back inside now, she shouted. I don't think we will be drinking the magical juice today, scolded Mrs. Jefferson to the class.
The biggest smile spread across George's face. Oh no, now we wouldn't get a chance to drink the magical juice. It's all my fault, I thought to myself.
I could feel my eyes welling up with my tears as I tried to swallow the big fat glob of phlegm in my throat. When we got back to the classroom, I was so sad, I didn't even want to eat lunch.
Oh, but what's wrong, dear? Asked Mrs. Jefferson.
We won't get to drink the magical juice today, and it's all my fault, I said. I promised myself I would keep an eye on George and make sure he didn't play any fighting games.
You are the kindest little girl in the whole world,
said Mrs. Jefferson, wiping my tears.
I think I have an idea,
said Mrs. Jefferson.
Okay, kinder class,
said Mrs. Jefferson.
Would everyone please come to the carpet? Now earlier, I said if we played nicely outside that everyone would get to drink the magical juice. Do you think everyone played nicely outside today?
I looked over at George, who was now sticking his tongue out at me.
I saw someone hit another student outside. Do you think hitting others is playing nicely?
No, said the class.
Okay, kinder class, I will make a deal with everyone. We can still drink the magical juice, but the student that was caught hitting another student. Well, let's see. Their superpower will be chosen by me.
Oh boy, I could hardly contain my excitement. Mrs. Jefferson opened the rainbow door and brought out 10 cups.
Indigo, would you like to be my helper and pass out the cups?
I always felt so proud when Mrs. Jefferson chose me as her helper. It meant she believed in me.
Okay, everyone. Now, think really hard about which superpower you would like to have. And remember, it only lasts for 1 minute.
Everyone was given 1 minute to think deeply about the superpower they wanted.
Okay, kinder class, are we ready?
Asked Mrs. Jefferson.
Yes, said everyone.
Now remember, let's just have fun. Okay, let's see. Who wants to go first? I think I'll let George go first. And remember, I'm choosing your superpower for you, George.
George was given instructions to touch the table. And when he did, it transformed into a unicorn.
Yucky! That's for girls,
he said. Then he grabbed a cushion from the floor, and that also turned into a unicorn. Can you guess what his superpower was? Now we had 2 unicorns standing in the classroom. A frown formed on George's face as he backed away and bumped into the whiteboard with his hands behind his back. Boom! Another unicorn! The unicorns had white, thick fur that felt as soft as white clouds. Children crowded around the unicorns, admiring their big wings that spread every time they smiled.
Make it stop, Mrs. Jefferson!
George kept his hands behind his back and then went to sit on the floor.
Okay, George, your time is up. And just like that, the unicorns transformed back into the objects they were. Okay, Indigo, now it's your turn.
I knew exactly what I wanted.
Okay, I'm ready, Mrs. Jefferson.
Within seconds, everyone was startled by the sound of clinking metal. It only took a few seconds to drink all of my magical juice. The chairs and tables all stood up as if they had legs and began dancing. The pencils and staplers, every object in the classroom was moving. And the children began moving too. It was like a dance party. How fun!
We couldn't contain our laughter. One of the pencils jumped out of the box and began doing backflips across the floor. It was amazing.
Okay, Indigo, your time is up, said Mrs. Jefferson, handing me the cup. All of the objects became still and stopped where they were. Okay, kinder class, let's move all of the objects back into place and clean the unicorn fur from off the floor.
I looked over at George, who was sitting with his knees up to his chest, rocking back and forth.
Let him be, Indigo, said Mrs. Jefferson. Give him time to reflect on his behavior.
Later that afternoon, when we went outside again, Mrs. Jefferson asked everyone to line up against the wall.
Are we pushing? No. Are we fighting?
No.
Kinder class on three.
One, two, three. This time when I looked over at George, I noticed he was playing nicely.
I am Ultraman and I am here to save the planet, said George, giving everyone a hug.
I think he learned an important lesson today. Playing nicely with others is always the right thing to do.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Any kindergarten teachers looking for phonics and English resources, please check out my TPT store at YouGoTeacher. You can type YouGoTeacher into the search bar. Thank you so much and have a great day.